PSYOPs were just a phone call away, Joseph said. And the military intelligence people all had PSYOPs training anyway. The thing I had to remember about military intelligence was that they were the nerdy type guys at school, you know, the outcasts. Couple all that with ego and a poster on the wall saying by CG approval, commanding general approval, and suddenly you have guys who think they govern the world. That's what one of them said to me. We govern the world. Were there many intelligence officers at Abu Ghraib? I asked Joseph. There were intelligence people turning up there I never even knew existed, he said. There was a unit from Utah, all Mormons. It was a real casserole of intelligence, and they all had to come to me to get their usernames and passwords. They were from all kinds of units, civilian guys and translators. Two British guys showed up. They were older, in uniform, and were getting themselves properly installed. They had laptops and a desk. An aide to Condoleezza Rice, the White House National Security Advisor, visited the prison also, to inform the interrogators sternly that they weren't getting useful enough information from the detainees. Then, Joseph said, a whole platoon of Guantanamo people arrived. The word got around. Oh, God, the Gitmo guys are here. Bam! There they were. They took the place over. Perhaps Guantanamo Bay was experimental lab Mark I, and whatever esoteric techniques worked there were exported to Abu Ghraib. I asked Joseph if he knew anything about the music. He said sure, they blasted loud music at the detainees all the time. What about quieter music? I said. And I told him Jamal's story about the Ghetto Blaster and the Fleetwood Mac Old Girl Covers Band and Matchbox 20. Joseph laughed. He shook his head in wonderment. They were probably fucking with his head, he said. You mean they did it just because it seemed so weird? I asked. The incongruity was the point of it. Yeah, he said. But that doesn't make sense, I said. I can imagine that might work on a devout Muslim from an Arab country. But Jamal is British. He was raised in Manchester. He knows all about Ghetto Blasters and Fleetwood Mac and country and western music. Hmm, said Joseph. Do you think, I said. Joseph finished my sentence for me. Subliminal messages, he said. Or something like that, I said. Something underneath the music. You know, said Joseph, on a surface level that would be ridiculous. But Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib were anything but surface.